What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, this is my my first time at this, so excuse me, but it is January 26th, and this is a gigantic pop quick hit with the news that Vince McMahon has resigned from his roles as TKO executive chairman and from his position on the TKO board of directors, according to a statement that he provided tonight. You know, he had retired a couple of years ago, came back, got involved with the sale, the merger with TKO. It happened, became more powerful than ever. But this time, it really does seem like he is out of the way of the company that, not that he founded, but that he took to a way different level from the one that he took over from his father. So the allegations of what he did, it's just disgusting. And if he didn't resign, it would have been more disgusting. Obviously, this is a sensitive topic, but and all the facts are out there. The Wall Street Journal has a great piece. The screenshots are out there. But Janelle Grant, who worked in WWE's legal and talent departments, alleged that McMahon forced her into a sexual relationship in order for her to obtain and keep her job, passed around pornographic pictures and videos to other men, other employees, and basically claimed that he gosh, this is uncomfortable, but she was sex trafficked basically between Vince and other executives and employees. So it's a sensitive topic. It's made me sick to my stomach, but it is what it is, and we are where we are. Vince, I kind of have stayed off Twitter because I know there's going to be those people that are going to defend Vince, and that just sickens me because whether the facts are out there or not. Granted, this is a lawsuit, but you kind of know what happened. I mean, you can see where things had been. I don't know. Just anyway, this is why I'm not good as a host. But the facts are that Vince resigned 2 years ago. I don't think he would resign over just an affair. So clearly there was something there. Paid millions of dollars to keep things quiet. So automatically we knew something was not right. So there are facts. Those are the facts. Now, the details of those facts, we will know soon enough. But clearly, Vince was, you don't pay $3 million in hush money, as Tori mentions, if you're innocent. So, regardless, in a statement, WWE President Nick Khan told staff in a memo on Friday night that I wanted to inform you that Vince McMahon has tendered his resignation from his positions as TKO Executive Chairman and on the TKO Board of Directors. He will no longer have a role with TKO Group Holdings or WWE. So he is, I mean, this is it. Vince is gone. And by all accounts, well deserved. And hopefully this isn't the end of it, because it's a civil suit. He's not going to get criminal charges pressed against him that I know of, from what I've seen. But hopefully he gets what's coming to him. So those are my opinions. I'll take some of your questions. Jesus, I'm sorry guys with these technical issues. My phone is on the fritz. I'll just move over to this camera. But yeah, send over your questions and I'll try to answer whatever I can. What more sponsorships could WWE possibly lose from this? I actually think now that they acted, it might stop the bleeding. I mean, anything is probably short term, but with them, with TKO acting, with Vince gone, I don't know. It's a huge blow. I don't know if they're going to gain anything. And, if there are the rumors of The Rock coming in to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, which obviously would have brought a lot of sponsorship money. And I could see people be more wary right now of staying clear of, you have tons of other places to spend your advertising dollars. So I do think this is going to hurt them short term with sponsorship dollars. Muda 66, do you think Raj, they could news off Netflix? I don't think so. Again, this is they acted quickly. They removed him. If they kept him on, again, I don't know how the contract is structured if they had an out for something like that, but I don't think so with the fact that he was removed pretty quickly after this all came to surface. But it does leave such a stain in general on WWE, the fact that he is the most associated with WWE. And look, man, WWE is what made me a fan. That's what got me started in 1987. It just sucks as a pro wrestling fan to see stuff like this at the very top. We'll see what happens. There's a lot of questions here that I really, in the Wall Street Journal piece, Brock Lesnar was kind of mentioned. Hopefully, an investigation's done. And I just think any executive, you know what? I think Lance Storm put it best, and I'm gonna quote him. Just one second. Oh, shoot. The older I get, I'm telling you. basically anyone involved or implicit in this needs to be dealt with. Vince is gone, and he's gone. And this was his quote: "I think there needs to be a legitimate cleaning house of anyone who covered anything up who knew about this. Absolutely disgustingly horrible, and Vince needs to be gone and done. And I hope there's criminal charges brought if any of this is remotely true. And I couldn't say it better myself. That's my personal opinion. Sorry. Stephanie quit as soon as Vince came back. And the WWE board, I mean, they did. So the board did unanimously vote to not bring Vince back. And he kind of did a hostile takeover to get back in. But according to Janelle Grant's claims, she was never contacted regarding, her side of the story at all, which shocks me. I mean, if you're, and it came out, they paid millions of dollars in this investigation. Why would you not contact the person at the central of it? So, you know, this is one of those things that has to be answered. Like, why was she not contacted? Was there a real reason? Was it impossible to contact her, which seems ridiculous, but it just seems like that's the number one place you go to when you start this investigation. So, sometimes, and I'm not equating this to anything, but you hear about stuff everywhere, but when you see it here, when it comes to kind of the head honcho of the business of the last 30, 40 years, it's just gross. Jeff Bailey saying a former board member did come out and say that she was contacted. If he can send a link to that, because I hadn't seen that. And in the meantime, that's really all I know. That's really all that's out there. Vince McMahon is done. He's gone. My dog is in the background. She's not happy. I'm sorry I couldn't be more well versed in this matter, but it's just been rough, I guess. I'm not one thing over my years with Wrestling Inc., I've never claimed to be a reporter, I've never claimed to be a journalist. I never liked stuff like this. I never liked when a wrestler would get a DUI and I'd find out about it. I wanted to create a fun wrestling area for people to come hang out, discuss wrestling, discuss, who they think's gonna win Battle Bowl or the Royal Rumble. And then eventually, as we started growing and the news became a thing, I wanted to hire people because this was not my favorite thing, because I do get it emotional about this stuff. And I'm gonna do this. I've become such an old man. In StreamYard, how do I get a screenshot? Present, I guess. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to present something here. I never do this, but this doesn't like the format. All right, forget it. But one of the there's a list of 10, 12 charities that we donate to every month, and one of those is RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. Been donating every month for decades, and it's RAINN.org. Definitely check it out. I find their cause to be so important. Definitely check it out and donate if you can. And, you know, some of the others, the Red Cross Child Fund International, Susan G. B. Komen, some local ones, NAMI, the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill, the Children's Hospital, ASPCA, and the Red Cross. So anyway, those are some of the ones I donate to. But Rain, and I was going to say having daughters makes it even more important, but it doesn't. Just being a human being makes it important. So anyway, either should we shift topics? Should we talk about the Royal Rumble for a couple of minutes? It seems weird, but I'd like to leave it on a high note. So fuck Vince is all I got to say. And any other questions?
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Someone's saying go Lions, go 49ers. That's all I got to say. Any other can you talk about the Raw situation after the USA contract is up? I mean, apparently they have a plan in place because it looks like, gosh, I'm saying a lot, which drives me nuts. But there I did it again. It's not going to be on USA. So either it goes to Peacock, or I don't know what they do. I can't see any network wanting to bring them on for 3 months, you know, and when the end goal is another network. So I mean, it does bolster their ratings, you know, for a streaming network like Paramount. It would increase their subscriptions for 3 months. And I mean, we just saw it with Peacock with that NFL game they aired. And granted, the NFL is not Raw. Raw is way smaller. But you get that influx of subscribers, and a lot of those just don't cancel. So I can't see them doing that. My guess is Peacock, but this whole TV rights thing, who would have guessed on their bingo card a year ago that the end game would be SmackDown on USA, which wasn't insane, but Raw on Netflix and then NXT on CW? No one. I mean, go back and look for it. There's literally nobody that I'm fairly certain there is not one person, but we'll see. Jason B. Smith, they'll go live on YouTube. Oof, that's a big loss in revenue for three. I mean, you got to think about how much money they make per month with that show. But I don't know. I mean, I guess you got to if there's no other options. But I mean, they'll do well on YouTube. Favorite movie recently watched? We'll do a couple more of these. And if you guys have any Royal Rumble ones, feel free to send them over. Just saw Killers of the Flower Moon. Freaking amazing. Sick to my stomach the first half of the movie, but that's what it's supposed to be. Loved it. Watched it a second time. Each time it's taken 4 nights because it's so long. And after done with my kids and girls go to bed, I basically have 1 hour. So It's a long movie. It's a commitment, but so freaking good. Any surprise returns at the Rumble? I don't know about surprise returns. I'm sure there will be, but there is going to be a surprise debut, as I mentioned on Twitter. So look out for that. Who do I want to see win the Royal Rumble matches? I'd like to see CM Punk, even though reports came out that it's Gunther. I don't know how true that is. I don't know if they're just going off the weeks before TV. But I'd like to see CM Punk because I think CM Punk and Seth Rollins is a bigger match than Seth Rollins and Gunther. But Seth Rollins and Gunther does elevate Gunther a lot to where you could go to Gunther and CM Punk down the road. It opens up a bunch of different matches. On the women's side, I'd like to see Bayley. I've been saying it for a while now. I think they've been doing the breakup forever. I think Io Sky and Bayley is the way to go. And Raj, do you see Okada as a needle mover at all? That's a tough one because I could see him moving the needle more in AEW just because I think the AEW fan base is more familiar with New Japan than WWE. I think WWE, they'd have to do a bigger job of building him, but I don't think he would be a mid-level star. I could see him, you know, if it didn't work out at the worst, I could see him being, you know, on the level of, maybe like I don't know. That's a tough one to say, but I don't see him being a flop. I don't, but I as far as him being a big hit, he would have to be booked right. Stellar Justin Lopez saying Verasso retracted his report yesterday saying he got the wrong info. That's the SI report saying that Gunther was going to win the Royal Rumble, dethrone Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. It was going to be Rock and Roman. Man, that is a big report to put out there. And I love Justin Barrasso. I consider him a friend. But I remember I tweeted this out, but I don't like, I deleted it. I delete tons of tweets all the time because usually I just don't want to hear about it. I'm busy the next day and I don't want this stuff flooding my timeline. But when I saw Justin's thing, I was like, why would WWE leak out the winners to their two biggest events of the year months away? And then why would a mainstream media publication, it's one thing for the wrestling site does it, it's a different, you know, but Sports Illustrated to publish the winners of a leaked event. I don't know, it just seemed, I don't know what the right word is, low rent. They wouldn't do that if they got, I mean, granted, Sports Illustrated wouldn't do that, but would Entertainment Weekly post the ending of Game of Thrones before the finale? It just seemed, the whole thing seemed bizarre to me. So it's, who knows? Rock shows up 30, and I still think it's going to be Rock and Roman. I do got to wonder if this Vince stuff does make Rock more wary of being involved right now. Like, even if that was the plan 4 days ago, like all of a sudden there's this black cloud. And even though Vince is gone, there's still that cloud. It doesn't go away right away. Fought back. He's probably still looks the same as he did. So who knows? Rock is on the board, but he also knows there's a public image and people will be like, oh yeah, Rock, he won the Royal Rumble. He's going to WrestleMania or he's facing WrestleMania. And oh, by the way, Vince just did this and was kicked off the board and, you know, just resigned. So it's, The media has a way of keeping his name in for something someone else did. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. All right, guys, five more minutes. I did tweet out there's going to be a big debut. Look for that at the Rumble. I'm not going to give any more information on that. A lot of people have been DMing me. My lips are sealed. That's all I can say. But it'll be, I will say this, MJF possible for the Royal Rumble? No. I honestly do believe that MJF is signed with AEW for years. And this isn't double sourced or anything. This is my belief from what I've heard. He's not going anywhere for a while. And it would be stupid for Tony Khan to put him in that position for him to be a free agent at the beginning of this month. Humble 85, good evening. Do you think women open the show and men close? Kind of think it depends who wins and loses. Right now, I think the most interest is in that four-way. So, but if you have a surprise winning the Women's Rumble, or, you know, so I guess it all depends how it's booked. Or so, yeah, you know, like the year Ronda Rousey won. It all depends how it's booked. I don't think Mercedes Moné is going to be in the Rumble, but if she were to come in and win, that should be the last match. But I definitely do not think that's happening. I think so. Big foot sneakerhead saying, is it a good debut? I think so. There's Stellar Justin Lopez saying there's only four matches, should be a quick show. It's not going to be one of those five-hour shows that goes on forever. But you got to remember, two of those shows are an hour long. So they'll probably go over at the three-hour runtime. And Jose Sorella saying, Raj, would you like to see John Cena as Dr. Thugonomics as a babyface in 2024 before he retires? I want to see current John Cena getting some wins, going out, because he's just been destroyed. He has, you know, over and over. To the point where now it doesn't matter if anyone beats him. People aren't getting elevated. Solo Sikoa is not any higher than he was 6 months ago. Austin Theory wasn't any higher than he was before beating Cena. You need to get Cena some wins so that when you beat Cena, it means something. Because now it doesn't mean anything. So I'd like to see him get some wins. And honestly, I'd like to see him beat, somebody of note and go out on top. Because if anyone's deserved it, Cena has. And with that, so tomorrow night, our Royal Rumble, first time ever, me, Matt Morgan, Glenn Rubenstein, we are doing a post-PLE episode of Gigantic Pop. We're going to discuss the Royal Rumble, review the show, go over everything, take your questions. One thing with Gigantic Pop, when we started it, it was always meant to be lighthearted, fun. So obviously we will take your questions on everything that's going on with Vince and his resignation and the lawsuit, but we do want to keep it fun and lighthearted as well. So hopefully we don't spend too much time on it. Spend time on the Rumble, spend time on freaking Killers of the Flower Moon or whatever, the Emmy nominations, I mean, the Oscar nominations. It's just a weird time. I hope you guys are doing well. I really appreciate all of you subscribing, the growth that we've had. It's been a blast hanging out with you guys. And we're going to keep this going. But it's just been a bummer of a week. And just sad to see how nasty humanity can be. And hopefully he gets his. And hopefully things keep getting better and better in this world, because at times, man, with my kids, I never worried about myself that much, but with my daughters, I worry more and more every single day. So let's keep getting better, people. And with that, I will see you guys tomorrow night after the Royal Rumble. Please tell a friend, please subscribe. And I promise you tomorrow will be a lot more lighthearted and fun. So take care and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.